yes, the sounds of the quiz show ringing throughout Western Pennsylvania. Paul against me, me against Paul. IT and City Limits have come up with the questions. I don't remember the season score. Did I win the last time we played, Paul?
I think you did.
With me, you, and Paul?
No, I think I did.
I thought Paul won.
Paul won. That's right.
Yeah, Paul won.
Paul's 1-0. This is game two.
Isn't this the third quiz show we've done?
Yeah, the one with Bob didn't count. That was just an exhibition.
Okay.
I think.
So then Paul is 1-0 in the quiz show.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you, and it's especially important that you have a hot take. Yesterday was a great day for text in the city.
Yeah, it was one of the best we've had.
Oh, our listeners, they're brilliant. Social media's biggest loser, Donnie Football, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I'll tell you this much, it worked for Donnie. He looks like a new man. All right, explain the rules of quiz show limits.
All right, so we have 7 questions prepared. We can cut it down to 5 if you'd like. It is up to you during the quiz show.
Yeah.
I will present a question to Joe.
Wait. Do we have a point? Points assigned to each?
Yes, we're getting to this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I will assign a question to you. If you get the question right, you will get 1 point. Mm-hmm. Would we allow the other person to steal the question, though? Do we want it dead at everybody gets 1 guess, or do we want to keep going until...
Keep going. That's half
okay,
the fun.
Keep all going.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And then the final question is 3 points. We have 6 answers for the final question. And Joe, if you say that you can name 4, Paul, if you can say that you can name 5...
We'll explain that
it.
Later. Yeah, yeah. We'll explain the last question later. It's a bonus question.
It is the bonus question.
It's a numerical question, I believe. All right, let's go. Paul should go first. He's the champion, right, after 1 game?
Correct. Paul, first question to you.
Okay.
The Pirates had a losing record against only 1 National League team in 1979. Who was that team?
Wow.
The Reds.
Oh, my word. Paul Zeiss, the Reds is correct.
What?
The Cincinnati Reds, the Pirates were 4-8 against them, but the Pirates swept them in the NLCS to go on to the World Series and ultimately win and beat the Orioles.
What caused you to look that up or find that?
Ask IT.
IT? What was happening
what
there?
What was the cause to find that Pirates
across
question?
That one?
He just found it.
Okay. Next question.
Good job, Paul. Joe, to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the pitcher that gave up the hit to Roberto Clemente that was his 3,000th?
Thank you for asking, because I just wrote about this with the Willie Mays situation, and it was John Matlack.
John Matlack is correct.
Yes, it is, City Limits. Yes, it is.
I did not know that for all intents and purposes.
Never got that.
He didn't, neither would have I, a week ago, except I wrote the piece. Matlack said he didn't know why they were celebrating. He wasn't aware that Clemente was going for his 3,000th hit. He's like, why are we stopping the game here? We have a ball game going on. Anyway, go ahead, please. It's 1-1.
Paul, to you. Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, and Greg Maddux, the trio for the Braves as the Pirates are coming up to Atlanta this weekend, won multiple different Cy Young Awards in the 1990s. How many combined Cy Young Awards did Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddux win?
Wow. Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddux. All right, so...
Joe knows.
No, I don't.
Let me think about it.
I just don't like numerical questions.
Well, I'm thinking of Glavine, Smoltz, and Maddux.
Yeah.
I think that Glavine won 1. I think Maddux might have won 3. And I think Smoltz won. So 2, 3, and 1 is what? 6.
6 is correct.
Oh, come on. This is like him doing the Rubik's Cube. He's like a beautiful mind over here. What is happening?
I am flabbergasted that you got that one.
So, flabbergasted is too light a word. In some ways, Paul is a genius. There's just tragic personality flaws that have held him back.
That was incredible. Smoltz won 1. Maddux won, what'd you say, Trent 3. And Glavine won a couple.
I can't believe you just figured that out.
Yeah. I mean,
he's smarter than the average bear.
There are some things I do remember, you know what I mean? And then there's other things I don't.
If I handed you a Rubik's Cube right now, how long before you solve it?
You know what? I haven't done it in a while, so probably 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, maybe. I haven't done it in a while.
It could literally take me 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever do it.
I haven't done it in a while, so it'd probably take me two and a half minutes or so, something like that.
Well, Joe, you don't like numerical questions, so I'll phrase it to you this way. What St. Louis Cardinal won 13 gold gloves in a row during the 80s and 90s, and two of them were not with the Cardinals?
Ozzie Smith and the other two were with San Diego. We're tied 2-2.
Correct. 80 and 81 was San Diego.
The rest were with St. Louis. You like the little backflips he used to do, Paul? Yeah. The backflip when he ran out to his position?
Yeah.
He was a showman. He
was a beauty.
The
Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard. One of the greats of all time. 2-2.
Well, the truck is not feeling very good back here, not being able to stump you guys. Let's see if this one does it. In 2012, the Steelers set an NFL record with how many games that were decided on the final play. Wins, losses, all won. How many were decided on the final play?
Him or me?
You.
Paul, you are up in 2012.
All right, so 2012. I got to think about the season real quick. I'll say 4.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
4 is incorrect.
They were decided when? In the last 2 minutes?
On the final play.
On the last play of the game.
On the last play of the game?
The last play, an NFL record.
Was that the year they had the tie with Michael Vick? 37-37?
Might have been.
That game was never actually decided, now that I think about it.
No, it was decided in a tie.
I'll say on the last play.
Yes.
Well, that includes last-second field goals and overtimes.
Correct.
7.
Incorrect.
Wow, at this point, we're just guessing. 6.
6 is correct.
I mean, at this point, we're just guessing.
You're right in between.
That's the problem with numerical questions. You just start guessing numbers, and it becomes less than entertaining. I'm sorry, Folsy.
That's okay. So this question is to you, Joe, correct?
3-2, Paul. Yes, I got to hold serve again. This is getting really exciting. Yeah.
Joe, you should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the only player to have recorded 5 assists in one period of an NHL game?
Mario.
Mario is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. That was mean. Paul?
This seems like it's a little bit of a trick question, but I mean...
Is it a trick question?
It is not a trick question.
All right. Gretzky.
That is incorrect.
All right, now we get a clue. Is he active?
He's an active player.
Connor McDavid.
No.
What?
Sidney Crosby.
No.
Oh, my God. This happened this year. Chris Letang, and we're tied at 3.
Chris Letang with 5 assists in the second period against the Islanders this year.
Wait, he's the only player who ever did that, or the only defenseman who ever did that? Only player says IT?
Only defense. IT gave me the wrong note.
IT!
Only defenseman.
Well, it still holds, right?
It still holds, I guess.
All right. It's 3.
IT was not clear with that part of the question.
It's
he's
okay.
Very frustrated.
He's
That's
a very young man. He's
That's
entitled
okay.
to
we
a
forgive
mistake.
You, IT. Or, we forgive you, Trent.
Paul, it's coming down to the final question.
The 3-point question.
Here we go. Whoever wins this particular game.
Can you name the top 6 goal scorers in Penguins history that have all scored over 300 goals?
What you meant to say was, Paul, how many of the top 6 can you name?
Yes, Paul. How many can you name?
And then once he says that, I have to name more or he
Correct.
Wins. The top 6 goal scorers in Penguins
top
history?
Top 6 goal scorers in Penguins history.
In any order?
In any order.
Okay. How many can you name?
Paul, how many can you name?
4.
Joe?
I'm going to make him name four.
He's going to name four.
I'm calling his
You're going to make him name four.
You have to name four without a mistake or you lose.
Lemieux, Yager, Crosby, Malkin.
Joe, why wouldn't you say five? He got four. Those are the four easy ones.
Now I feel ashamed.
Those four were easy.
If you would have said four, because I knew there were
four. You knew there were four.
I knew those four.
That is the top four.
And there's a bunch of other guys that I'm like, was that
guy? Who is it? Kehoe, Pronovo, who?
Yes, those were the next two.
Oh, my God.
You
would have won.
You would have won.
I knew all six,
Paul. You would have won, but you didn't bet on yourself, so you lose.
I bet on you.
You didn't bet on yourself.
You played a hell of a game. That's a better game than Malzi ever played in the quiz. He was perfect. Almost.
Yeah, he got them all. Every one that he wanted a point on that you didn't, obviously, name.
I mean, he didn't get everyone on the first try, but he came damn close, and they were hard questions, not the last one. I failed.
Well, that's why I said four, because I knew there were four. I was, like, actually thinking I was going to say five, but I didn't say five because I was, like, trying to think of, like, okay, was Paul Coffey on the team long enough? Was, you know what I mean? I started, like, going through. I'm like, Mike Bullard, was he on the team long enough?
Right.
And then I was like, I don't know if they were on the team long enough. I know those four guys were, though.
You got it. And you earned it. He's a champion.
We actually shoot back a little bit. Now we're the playground bully. Get a life.
So it's 2-0, Paul, on the season, correct?
That's right. Paul is the leader in the clubhouse.
All right, Limits, why don't we finish the show with a rousing rendition of Tex in the City? We have time, though,
yes, to
discuss our original topic, and you can reset your opinions here. Mine is that because the National League stinks, because you have three healthy, really good pitchers at the top of your rotation, and because 80 or 82 wins just won't be enough for me, I think it's playoffs or bust. This season for me is going to be a failure. The bar is the playoffs right now, or the Pirates season is a failure in my book, Paul. What's the bar for you right now?
Well, I mean, like, I think that playoffs or bust is a little tough, but over 81, absolutely. I don't think it's unfair to say 82, you know, 83 wins is the minimum that this team should achieve. And you know what I mean? Because that would show clear progress. That would show that they're moving forward. It would also put them on the doorstep where you say, okay, now you've gotten 82, 83 wins. I don't want to hear about how, well, we're not quite ready to win next year. So that would put a lot of pressure on, go in this offseason, go make the team better in areas that needs to be better. And 82, 83 wins to me would be a sign, you know what, that they are really in you know, this five-year plan is really starting to come together.
Freely?
They got to go for it and be above 500. Or else there's going to be a lot of questions and concerns about what is the future of Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington. It's just realistic to ask that. And if they make the playoffs, hush, a lot of questions are starting to be silenced. But if they don't, then I got a lot of questions about what the future of this team is really going to be. They have to, maybe I don't think they necessarily need to make the playoffs, but they have to be 500 or else there need to be significant changes.
Man, if they just get in. If they just get in, they can beat anybody because of their pitching. That's just a fact. That's why I say it might be easier for the Pirates to get to the World Series than to get to the playoffs. I really believe that, if it makes any sense. I think it does.
Well, I mean, that's what you said. But here's the thing. If they win 83, 84 games.
And just miss out.
And somebody like the Padres and Mets go crazy down the stretch and win 88.
Yeah,
89.
I guess it'll be tough to be too critical.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do. Paul has a new flow coming up here, and we'll finish up with Tex in the City. That's your job out there. Creative, poignant, funny, whatever you got, send it in. 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll get to that next.